Thomas Ewing, Jr. I dictating the neurological report on Janetta, J-A-N-E-T-T-A, Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, Groves, G-R-O-H-S. Address is 9421 Dwyer, D-W-Y-E-R, Court, Durham, California, 95938. Phone is 530-893-3727. Cell is 915-548-2889. ID is 555XX9371. Driver's license should be DL colon number J046308. Date of birth 2/14/1942. A 3-year old widowed woman is addressed to Dr. Julie Archer, M.D. Her address is 1645 Esplanade, Suite 1, Chico, California, 95926. Phone is 530-896-0386. Janetta Groves Insurance is Medicare / State Farm. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of cognitive decline. Dear Dr. Archer and professional colleagues, thank you for referring Janetta Groves, G-R-O-H-S, for neurological evaluation with a history of cognitive decline. New paragraph, as you may remember, she was hospitalized with a pulmonary embolus without heart failure. Findings of cystitis. And comorbid COVID-19. New paragraph, there was no clear history of developing other COVID-related diseases other than the pulmonary embolism. New paragraph, she was found to have cognitive impairment with a tentative diagnosis of Alzheimer's disease. New paragraph, she was seen here for evaluation and completed both clinical and diagnostic testing, including dementia laboratory studies, the NIH quality of life questionnaires, comma, MR brain imaging, neuroquantitative, and most recently, the amyloid PET CT imaging for Alzheimer's evaluation. New paragraph. Her quality of life questionnaires disclose findings of cognitive decline with difficulty in following complex instructions, planning difficulty, time management, organization skills, placement dislocation, difficulty in planning recollection, difficulty in learning new tasks, simple mistakes, difficulty with word finding, difficulty with multitasking, immediate recollection, recognition, clarity of thought, sluggish thinking, reduced attention, and reduced insight. She commented that, quote, I think I'm doing pretty well for my age, unquote. There was also some evidence for sleep disturbance. Reduction in positive affect and sense of well-being. Mild to moderate chronic fatigue. Mild overall anxiety with mild to moderate symptoms of depression. but no serious issues of emotional discontrol. There was some decline in her ability to participate in social roles and activities. And mild dissatisfaction in social roles and activities. But no serious findings in stigmatization about identified behavioral problems. New paragraph. MR brain imaging accomplished on February 10, 2023, showed flare signal hyperintensities scattered in the centrum semiovalley and deep white matter, prominent ventricular spaces in the ganglioscapular regions, and slight atrophy of the right hippocampal formation. Subparagraph, there were punctate areas of blooming on gradient echo suggesting hemosiderin in the right temporal, right frontal, and left parietal lobes. New paragraph. And the amyloid PET CT imaging study for evaluation of possible Alzheimer's disorder was completed on March 12, 2025, and was interpreted to be negative with no neuritic plaques, that is, sparse to no neuritic plaques. There was general, nonspecific generalized involutional changes in the cerebral hemispheres. There were bilateral posterior scleral calcifications, ocular globe pseudophakic lens implants, mild to moderate arteriosclerosis of the internal carotid artery siphons, symmetric ex-vacuo-ventricular dilatation with bifrontal horn lateral ventricular diameter measuring 3.4 centimeters. There was diffusely increased amyloid uptake through the cortical cerebral gray matter, most intense in the prefrontal, lateral temporal, and parietal areas, showing clear loss of the normal gray-white contrast. The cerebellum showed no abnormal uptake. New paragraph. laboratory testing for dementia evaluation was essentially unremarkable, with the exception of a low vitamin D level of 29. COVID panels for coagulation and thrombosis evaluation risk were normal. Alzheimer's risk factor showed a slightly elevated PTAU217 in the plasma. The detect all-caps APOE isoform in the plasma showed values of E capital E capital 2 / E capital 2 a lower risk of Alzheimer's disease. The epilepsy antibody evaluation panel was normal. As was the biochemical dementia chemistry panel. New paragraph. Lipid study showed an LDL cholesterol 47, non-HDL cholesterol 67, triglycerides 115, optimal apolipoprotein results, and inflammatory biomarkers, including high-sensitive C-reactive protein, LP-PLA2 activity, and myeloperoxidase. The asymmetric dimethylglycine, ADMA, was slightly elevated. Hemoglobin A1C 5.6. C-peptide normal. Insulin resistance score of 9. The beta amyloid 42/40 ratio in the plasma was slightly abnormal at a level of 0.144 (parenthesis normative greater than 0.170). As such, her dementia risk factor evaluation showed one potential Alzheimer's biomarker, but no other significant laboratory findings for vascular or dementia risk. New paragraph. Janetta Groves has imaging evaluation of cerebrocortical atrophy with subsequent ventricular dilatation. It may be reflection of age-related cognitive decline. New paragraph. The amyloid PET CT imaging study shows some findings that may be a risk for progression to Alzheimer's related dementia findings, but at this time, low levels of abnormality, which are interpreted to be within normal limits. Recommendations. Considering the difficulty that she has with cognitive function.
Annie is here.
I'll be right there.
Okay.
Therapy with memantine and acetylcholine receptor agonists may be useful, a new paragraph, with the history of having developed COVID-related vascular disease with a pulmonary embolus and probable hemorrhagic cerebral injury, diagnostic static and ambulatory EEG should be accomplished to exclude acquired epilepsy sometimes seen following COVID infection would be important. New paragraph, reevaluation with functional brain imaging related to Alzheimer's risk and ischemic vascular disease may also be beneficial in monitoring this patient's disease and progress. New paragraph, I had an extended discussion with her grandson today, who is providing assistance and care where she is now moved out of Chico. New paragraph. I would be happy to discuss her findings with her new neurologist. Dr. Patricia Maske, M-A-S-K-E, in San Ramon. 925-359-6796 when available or necessary. New paragraph. Thank you for referring this pleasant patient and family to my neurology practice, and then sign respectfully with my professional signature.